From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 63 people are dead after shooting and bombing attacks in Iraq today, and at least 225 people are hurt. Iraqi officials say the attacks targeted police and military checkpoints and the homes of police officers, but civilians are among the people killed. This hour, President Obama plans to nominate Solicitor General Elena Kagan to a seat on the Supreme Court. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that Kagan would change the makeup of the court in several ways.
Elena Kagan would be the third woman currently on the Supreme Court and the fourth in its history. At age 50, she would be the court's youngest member. That means she could have an influence on its rulings for decades. She's generally seen as being similar ideologically to retiring Justice John Paul Stevens, but she does not have a long paper trail, which makes some liberal and conservative activists hesitant. Kagan is Jewish, and she's replacing the last Protestant on the High Court, so if she's confirmed, this would be the first time the High Court had no Protestants. Kagan grew up in New York and attended Princeton as an undergraduate before receiving a master's degree at Oxford and a law degree at Harvard. She was dean of Harvard Law School during the Bush administration. President Obama chose her to be the country's first female Solicitor General, the administration's chief advocate before the Supreme Court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The European Union is putting together a loan package that could mobilize as much as $1 trillion to shore up struggling member states such as Greece and Portugal. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports on the overnight session that's improved the value of the euro currency in today's trading and ignited a rally on European stock exchanges.
After 11 hours straight of negotiations, EU finance ministers unveiled their latest attempt to fend off what one called the market's wolfpack behavior, a massive loan fund for stabilizing not just Greece, but other debt-ridden Eurozone governments that could have problems paying their bills. Economic Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn said the crisis has proven EU solidarity, but also vulnerability.
It is not an attack on one or another individual member state. It is a threat to financial stability of the euro area and the European Union.
The fund combines $570 billion from Eurozone countries, plus about half that amount from the International Monetary Fund, and as much as $75 billion from the European Commission, which will be allowed to issue extra bonds to raise money for the countries in crisis. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd says he does not see an immediate need for legislation after last week's U.S. stock market plunge. But he does want federal regulators to look closely at computer-based high-speed trading to see if it was involved. And he says the Securities and Exchange Commission should quickly come up with regulations to ensure the kind of chaos that hit markets on Thursday is not repeated. Dodd says he plans hearings. Stocks are up in early trade today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and NASDAQ both up. This is NPR News. BP engineers are desperately seeking ways to stop the crude oil that's leaking into the Gulf waters off the coast of Louisiana. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that oil from the leak is now spreading.
BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles says a tremendous amount of activity is going on to try to stop the leak. He outlined new options, including using a smaller containment dome or cutting what's known as the riser pipe underwater and funneling the oil to a ship standing by.
What continues to give me hope is that we continue to find more and more options to pursue, and we won't stop looking for new options. As long as we can find some, we'll keep trying them.
Crews may be able to implement several strategies by midweek, but as the oil continues leaking, fishing and oyster harvesting bans have been widened. The spill is spreading west, away from Florida, but toward the Louisiana shoreline and sensitive marsh areas. On Sunday, officials in Lafourche Parish, west of New Orleans, declared a state of emergency. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana.
A senior U.S. diplomat has reportedly visited with Myanmar democracy advocate and Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, who's under house arrest. Kurt Campbell is also reported talking with officials in the military regime. Maureen Aung Thuyn of the Open Society Institute's Burma Project says Campbell's visit, his second in several months, is part of a new U.S. policy of engagement to promote change in Myanmar.
This is leaving a sort of like a paper trail, saying we are trying and we're coming here again. We're trying again, and we're hoping that you will offer something.
But Suu Kyi's political party is boycotting upcoming elections in Myanmar, saying that they're a sham to keep the military in control. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.